Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 9th of January, recording at 9:44 p.m. and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first a quick look at the highlights here today. It's a steady day for stock markets. Just about everything shows a gain. Most of them are moderate, as has been the trend here this week, moderate gains, moderate declines during a lull in markets, partly as some people are still returning from holidays and also just a rest after the explosive moves that we saw just after Christmas and in early January. But a couple of interesting highlights here today. In Asia, now what interested me, they weren't such big moves, but the yen, which had seen some profit taking earlier in the week, and also the Nikkei, they saw moderate upward dynamics, which may, just a possibility they could put a floor under the recent lows for a while. It's hard to know because both are quite overbought here in the short term. My feeling, though, is that downside risk is limited to a reaction and consolidation. Now, how big that reaction and consolidation is actually remains to be seen. On a medium term basis, I would still be quite bullish, and that would remain the case while the overall technical action was in form, and it's been very good in the last couple of months, and also while Shinzo Abe, the new prime minister, remains highly popular and continues to pursue his program to weaken the yen and to revive the Japanese economy. He's off to a good start, but it's a long road ahead, to coin a phrase. Now, again, I mentioned that the Asian markets are generally steady in here. And taking a look at Europe, what is quite interesting is that the biggest gains today by far appear to be Spain and Italy. Now, I'm not sure, there must be some sort of news, but I'm not sure what it is at this point. I haven't seen a headline referring to it, but Spain was up 1.81% and Italy was up 2.21%. Now, the interesting thing is that pushed both of those indices to new recovery highs. But the most dramatic development overall within Europe was a big surge in the banking index. And SX7E, if you want to look that up in the library. And as long as that's going up, I would not be too worried about a significant reaction in the European stock markets, as I've said before. Wall Street, which has drifted a bit late last week and in the first couple of days this week, a little bit steadier here, but only up 0.25% on the S&P and nearly 0.5% on the Dow and the NASDAQ. We see pretty much gains across the board, though. As I say, it's been a good day here for stock markets. Now, government bond prices, they are looking a little bit steadier in the U.S. And up a fraction in Germany and also in the U.K. So that technical rally is still underway. I should rephrase that actually and say that although we have seen a sharpish reaction and a period of underperformance here, really dating back to June, for most of these Western government bond markets, that they haven't significantly damaged that overall 31-year upward trend that you can see in total return. The total return graph that I have published on a number of occasions for the U.S. 10-year Treasury. It's produced by Merrill Lynch. Now, elsewhere, let's see, the dollar's a little bit firmer here today. It kind of picked up somewhat as the day progressed, and looking at some of these cross rates here, I'm just searching for those codes. Sterling's down a little bit, down 31 cents, but it's still holding this 160.0225 level. And the euro down slightly, but it's still above 130 at 1.3063 as I speak. In the commodity markets, the precious metals had a good beginning to the day. Then gold and silver gave up those gains and sold off, but have recovered most of their declines. For instance, the range on gold in here today has been 16.5175 to 16.66. Not all that big, but it's interesting. And currently we're at 16.58 as I speak. So that's just down $1.25. crude oil prices remain really flat within their ranges, as they have been now for several months. So nothing big in the way of pressures here overall. And and the precious metals, though, I should also have mentioned, we've seen another firm day here on platinum. It's up to 1600 as I speak. It's up over nearly $17. And palladium, helped by that article that you saw yesterday that I posted talking about shortages and increased demand from the automobile industry. And palladium's tacked on over $20 here today, taking it back up above the 1688. Level. So that continues to be the firmest precious metal within these lengthy ranges. And those are the main highlights here on this day. I'll just say, in terms of stock markets, as long as they can continue to hold these levels. They have been overbought, as I mentioned in the earlier audios. But as long as they can hold these levels and consolidate gains with some of them pushing on ahead, we could wrap up with a pretty good January. But there's a long way to go. This is only the ninth day of the month, and these overbought conditions very often do lead to bigger pullbacks and or at least longer sideways consolidations. So I wouldn't bet against a pause of at least a couple of more weeks at these levels, and quite possibly longer. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.